It is Foggy and 47 here at Big D 103.
Jerry, the Lithuanian president and his prime minister, to meet today to discuss Moscow's latest ultimatum. Details are next on Big D 103.
Patty Bond describes the domino of 11788.
The Big D big story at 6:30. Lithuania is still not bending to Moscow's will, even under the threat of an economic blockade. The Baltic Republic failed to meet yesterday's Soviet deadline for rescinding new pro-independence laws, and now Lithuania says it's ready to exchange ambassadors with neighboring Estonia. Police in the Teaneck, New Jersey area say things were calm yesterday as hundreds of people held a wake for a black teenager shot to death by a white policeman. That incident touched off a rampage by angry youths last week. A warning about the popular pain reliever isoprofen. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University say over-the-counter doses of the drug can cause kidney failure in people with mild kidney disease. Those findings appear in the Annals of Internal Medicine. In Norwalk, police continue to investigate the discovery of the body of an infant over the weekend in the trunk of a car. Police had stopped a car driven by 30-year-old Mary Sue Perkins of Wilton late Saturday on a narcotics investigation when the baby was discovered. Perkins will be arraigned today, and an autopsy is also scheduled for today on the infant. It's 6:31, and I'm Pete Less. Sports, weather, and traffic up next on Big D 103.